Okay, so we are going to finish up. So time is of essence tonight because I'm a little bit behind, but we're going to get through it by the grace of God.
Amen.
We're going to finish up a little bit in understanding, and then we're going to move on to knowledge and closing of that. If we have time, we will review the four key words that I've mentioned a few times, and if we don't, then we won't. So we'll let the Lord lead us, and all will be well. So I'm going to give out some verses. Two verses. Does anyone recall where we left off? Does it really matter?
I think you left off where I was.
Right.
Where you were?
Marty was up next.
Right?
Yeah.
You were up next?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Marty, would you read in Proverbs chapter 4, verses 5 and 6, please? And Donna, would you take Proverbs 8, verse 13 and 14, please?
Okay.
Okay, anytime you're ready, Brother Marty.
As soon as I find it. Proverbs 4, 5, right?
5 and 6, sir.
Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget, nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Is it?
Yes, thank you. So, does anyone have any thoughts on that? So, saying get wisdom, get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline it, decline from the word of my mouth. That's what the Lord says. Forsake her not, and she shall receive thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. So, saints, anyone would like to give some feedback on that?
Can you just seeing? Mind, can you just read 7? Just add 7 to that.
Sure. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. That's good. Yeah,
right?
Get understanding. Yeah, perfect. Yeah. Perfect, Rich.
In my version, it says, verse 5, get wisdom with an exclamation point.
Yes.
Then get understanding. It doesn't say that. Get understanding.
With an exclamation point.
Yeah? Yes, with an F. So, to me, wisdom would be first. I know we're going to get into that later.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have the wisdom, then you have the wisdom to get understanding.
Right. And knowledge. And then the instructions, and finally the knowledge, right?
Right.
When you speak, can you speak a little louder?
Me?
Yeah.
I can always speak loud. Ask my husband.
Thank you.
You agree with that, Rob?
I don't know. All I ever say is, what? What?
Those earplugs I gave you are working good.
One of the things about getting... When it says get wisdom,
yep.
Get understanding, that means God is ready to give something. Therefore, we have to go to Him and get it.
Yeah.
It's active.
Thank you, Brother Brian.
My Bible says acquire wisdom, understanding.
Pray for wisdom, right?
Well, I have a little note here. It says, it's a present an impassioned plea from the Father for His children to get wisdom, whatever the cost.
I think, too, I just mentioned about praying for wisdom. We've all been in those situations, too, where we're seeking the Lord for His wisdom. And it's interesting the order, get wisdom, but also get understanding. So you think about those situations where you ask God for wisdom, and He granted it. Did you take the time to understand what just happened
yeah.
in order to apply it the next time around? Or is it just, oh, thanks, and then you move on to the next thing, and you kind of miss the point of what he just gave you, like how awesome that just was. So it's almost like they work hand in hand. You get the wisdom, but at the same, like, understand what just happened in getting the wisdom.
That's a great point. Thank you very much.
I think too often we do the latter.
Right home. That's good. Thank you for that. That's like right on target.
I understand. There's a thing, you get wisdom and get understanding. That understanding is not just knowledge or intellectual knowledge. It's something that God puts between the heart and the mind. And that's what's so precious about God, understanding God's word.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Brian. That's another good point. Anyone else have any input, any thoughts on these three verses that were just read in Proverbs 4?
Although in verse 7 it's saying, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom.
And with it, what's your Bible say?
And then it says, in all you're getting, get understanding. But it's he's saying wisdom is the principal thing. Mm.
So how do we get it?
What?
Pray for
it. Just curious, how do we get it?
Well, we ask God.
Pray for it.
God,
we're
God,
just
God,
throwing
God
it out there. Something.
We're going to have faith. We're going to ask for his guidance.
And read his Bible. Read his word.
Meditate.
Yeah. And read his Bible.
You get wisdom through his instructions.
Mm-hmm. But you have to understand his instructions.
Yeah. Well, then comes, yeah, that's what the process is.
That's a progression.
And yeah. we have to love God to get his wisdom.
Basic instruction before leaving God. Earth, right?
But yeah. they have some Bibles that are study Bibles that will explain some things to you if you don't understand the verse. Mm-hmm. And that's a good Bible to have. Because I didn't know who was Nicodemus was. Till I read down at the bottom, they said he was a religious leader, and I didn't know that till the study Bible explained it to me. Yeah. And that was like perfect.
You got knowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Saints, for all those input. Moving on to the next verse, Donna, Proverbs 8, 13 and 14, please.
Yes. Chapter 8, verses 13 and 14. Everybody there?
Yeah.
Yep.
The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and arrogancy, and the evil way and the forward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, hate pride, and arrogancy, and the evil way and the forward mouth.
And mouth. Oh. Mine says perverse.
Words that aren't too holy.
Yeah.
So again, in my little, you know, like under here, like Jesse was talking about, Heather says, again, in this context, we see wisdom tied directly to the fear of the Lord. Mm-hmm. The offer of wisdom is held out only to those who fear God. Coming to wisdom requires coming to God, and coming to God means turning away from all that God hates: evil, pride, arrogance, misbehavior, and perverse speech. Jesus said that the truth is found in him. Mm-hmm. John 8:32.
Thank you. Anyone else would like to give their input on chapter 8 in Proverbs, verses 13 and 14?
Just again, we all know, like we all know it here, but a lot of people see that, the fear of the Lord, and then they get all like, they don't really understand what that means, where I know we understand it's that reverent fear. It's It's respect. It's love. You know, love, right? You know.
That's what I believe anyway. When you fear the Lord, you love the Lord.
You want your heart to be in tune with His heart.
Right.
That's how we looked at it before we learned that it was for.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And there's some churches and some pastors and preachers that will take that and twist that the wrong way to put fear into their listeners,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then it goes on to say to hate evil, pride, and arrogancy, the evil way, and the foul mouth, which means to be aggressive, foul, or forward. Yeah, do I hate? So the Lord is telling us here to stay away from evil, to stay away from pride, and you know, to stay away from evil and pride, and it's he hates it. You know, a forward mouth he hates. He doesn't like it. So he wants us to demonstrate his love. He wants us to be kind to others. He doesn't want us to be engaged in any kind of evil, hateful, destructive conversations and or deeds. You know, that sums up that there in my mind. Anyone else?
At this point, when we're approaching God, remember what's happening. We're approaching God to get with and understanding. And so Rich's point was about the heart. And the heart has to be humble. Matthew 11:29, Jesus said that his heart was meek and lowly. Both of those are humility. So when we're approaching God, we better be in a humble state.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Thank you. Anyone else? Before I read something from understanding and closing and understanding and moving forward to knowledge.
Verse 14, counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding, I have strength.
Yes.
So counsel is mine, meaning we go to the Lord for counsel.
Yes, yes.
And sound, as he has sound wisdom. And I am means he is.
Yes.
Understanding. Mm-hmm. And he has strength. Right. So to fear the Lord in reverence, you want to align yourself with his thinking. So we should hate evil,
right.
Arrogance, nasty mouth,
pride, yep.
All of that. And love what he loves.
Yes. Love one another and practice and live by his commandments.
All right. Just want to be clear on that.
Thank you, Joyce. Very nicely put. So in the book of Proverbs, under understanding, in my own words, Proverbs, in my own words, it is God's given divine ability to perceive his word, ways, and will. That understanding, that's in my own words. That's not a definition, and that's not, but just in my own words, just in closing on understanding. Does anyone else, by all means, please, anyone, want to say anything else in closing on understanding before we move on to knowledge, the last key word? There's no rush, but I just want to keep things moving, and I'm very happy to hear anything else and would love to have anyone else say whatever's on their heart. Okay, just one last thing to share with you. Meditating on him and his word is a personal relationship with God. It's knowing God.
Right.
So That is all for understanding on this lesson, and we're going to move on to the last word, which is knowledge. I have picked out three verses for it on knowledge, in knowledge, and I would like to give them out. And then I'm going to read something else, and then we're going to proceed forward with the verses and discussing what the Lord puts on your heart. So, Rob, would you take Proverbs 2, verses 5, 6, and 7, please? Joyce, would you please take Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, please? And Rich, would you please take Proverbs chapter 15, verse 14, please?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's see.
2, 5, 6.
So 1 second. Biblical knowledge. So biblical knowledge applies the reverence, the intimacy in daily living. So basically, we are living for God. We're to be living for God. Okay, go ahead, sir.
Okay. Then you will discern the fear of the Lord and discover the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity.
Okay. Thank you, Rob. So there's three very good verses that have understanding, have wisdom, have knowledge. So who would like to share with their,
well,
what the Lord's put in their
heart? Mind, if you don't mind, I'm just going to reread that, but I'm going to read right from one, because I think it builds up to those verses. And it says, "My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding, yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly."
That's right.
So I think it just kind of builds up.
Oh, absolutely. It absolutely does, brother. And thank you so much for sharing that. And I just brought it into the last three verses because of, you know, the time factor and such. But it's good. And thank you. Very, very nicely put. Thank you for your input. Who would like to comment on one or two of the verses that they would have something to share?
As Rich was just reading through that, and it's building up as he was saying, and it's talking about the things to put into application, but it also then lands on the purpose of this is to understand the fear of the Lord and the knowledge of God. And thinking about that, in John 17:3, it says, "And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." So all of this is aiming towards the purpose of a fear towards God and knowing God. Mm. What's life eternal? It's knowing God. What's the purpose of life? It's knowing God. No matter what, how it happens, what course of life God has put you on, the ultimate purpose is to know God and respect God. Love it. So It just kind of as it was being read there. Right. You're doing all of these things, but the end purpose is to land on that reverential trust of knowing God.
Right. His desire is that all men, women, and children, that all would be saved, right? That's mm-hmm. his desire.
Yes. Thank you, Brother Pete. Thank you, Brother Rich.
You're welcome.
Yep, bottom line though, the first verse is, my son, if you receive my word, you got to receive his word.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
yep.
You can't fight it or say, oh, I don't quite believe that. I don't have to, how many times we don't know his word. And we say, well, I don't think we have to really do that, you know. Mm-hmm. You got to do what he says.
You know? I remember as a kid, like, we would go over to the Oganowskis, man, and I was just like,
yep.
Oh, man, we're going to be praying forever, and I just want to eat. You know? Like,
yeah,
you're born again, Christian, and you're like, oh, what is this? Like, it's a cult, you know? Like, we're going over to my cousin's house, it's a cult. You're going to pray forever, I just want to eat and get out of there.
You weren't seeking then, were you?
No, I wasn't seeking. I was seeking other things, trust me.
That's a part of all this too, is we have to seek it out as well.
Yes, right. Yes, we do.
Amen.
That's why we stay in the Word every day.
We have to meditate on it. We have to always have the Lord in our hearts. We wake up, when we go to sleep, and throughout the entire day. Because He guides us, and mm-hmm. He directs us. And when we have this Scripture and His Word in our hearts, it's because we give it to Him. He blesses us and gives us kindness and wisdom and love and understanding and knowledge to know that we're not to fall, you know, into the enemy's traps, which are many, many, many. And we just stay in the Word. We stay in the Word, stay meditating in the Word, and continue to ask Him for guidance, to ask Him for understanding of His instructions in His Word, as we do have that, because if we're meditating in the Word, we're seeking it, we're reading it, we're studying it, we're praying to Him, and that's pleasing to Him, and it's gives us the ability to stay in fellowship with Him.
It makes me think of a couple of things. One is, you know, guard your heart, right? So you think of, you know, guarding your heart. And when we let down our guard, the devil is just looking to creep in, right?
As soon as we stop meditating and we stop thinking, our guard's down.
As soon as we let our guard down. And then you think of Ephesians 6 with the armor of God, mm-hmm. right? It's the same thing.
Right?
It tells us
that,
to put on the armor of God, right?
Yep.
You know,
that's great.
If you don't put that on daily...
Every minute.
It says the wiles of the devil, right? He's looking for, prowling about, looking for whom, bless you, whom he may devour, right? And that's, mm-hmm. yeah, I mean, it's oof, yeah.
Thank you for sharing that.
Well, I got a question. What is the purpose of gaining God's knowledge?
To live righteously.
What was the question, Brother Brian?
What was the purpose?
What is the purpose of gaining God's knowledge?
To live a righteous life.
Yeah, so we can walk in.
To have, the knowledge is to... It's
understand.
It's, I think the answer that I would give is that...
That's the armor.
The knowledge is the wisdom, the instructions, and the understanding, putting it all together and being able to apply it and have application to our lives in accordance to the commandments and His Scripture and His direction, His Word. That's what I think, in short. I might have something else.
Give me one word.
Righteous.
Well,
holy.
Stay in fellowship.
That's more than one
that's
word.
That's a
phrase.
What
are you
really,
what? That's two
words. Donna, what did you say?
Righteous.
I say
Jesse,
righteous.
Jesse, did you say?
I can't.
Holy?
No, I said stay in
holy.
Fellowship. Stay in fellowship with the Lord. But that's not one
okay.
word.
Worship.
Worship.
Okay.
Pete
so
said
those,
worship.
Put all those words together.
morally.
Then it really comes down to obedience.
There you go.
Honoring God.
Mm.
All right, so then the purpose of understanding.
So that you can do.
Understanding. Oh, we're doing those things there. Yeah, understanding. Understanding is understanding the Lord's word, his instruction, his wisdom. It's having understanding to his scripture, to his direction. He gives us direction for daily living and his wisdom. So having understanding to his instructions, to his word.
What's the purpose of it, though?
What's the purpose of what?
What's the purpose of knowing God and then putting understanding with that knowledge?
Living for God.
That's a good definition of that. Good purpose. We honor God by our word, our actions, and our thoughts. And so other people now. What's wisdom to all of that?
What's wisdom to all that? Wisdom to all that is
I get God's knowledge. I get God's understanding. I walk in wisdom so that I can be an example for Jesus Christ, and I can explain the principles of God because I got close to God. And I become a servant of Him. As long as that's where the strength of it is in wisdom.
So wisdom is to have a very close, deep relationship with the Lord, consistency, to be in His Word, and to know that He's given us those instructions to follow. Wisdom is to just to live by His Word.
Knowledge will be pleasant to your soul.
To live by it, and then you can explain it to people so they want to see why you are different from other people.
Thank you. That's great. Thank you very much, Brother Brian. That's great. Anyone else?
Chapter 2:10.
Proverbs chapter 2:10. Okay. I'll read it if you'd like. 2:10. When wisdom entereth into thine heart, the knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul. Yeah, that's very good. When wisdom entereth into thine heart.
This is from 1 Thessalonians 4. It says, finally then, brethren, we urge and exhort in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more, just as you receive from us how you ought to walk and to please God. For you know what commandments we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God, that no one should take advantage of and defraud his brother in this matter, because the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also forewarned you and testified. For God did not call us to uncleanness, but in holiness. Therefore, he who rejects this does not reject man, but God, who has also given us his Holy Spirit.
Okay, thank you.
It's a plea for purity. That's the title of that.
Thank you, Brother Rich. Does anyone else have anything else to share about Proverbs 2, 5, 6, and 7 before we move on to the next one? Okay.
9.
So it's Proverbs 9, verse 10.
Okay. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
There you go. Welcome.
Very good.
To receive his wisdom.
Gain knowledge and understand.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Is Does anyone else want to say anything about that? That's a very strong verse. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Very strong. That's an excellent verse. Thank you, Joyce. So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. So the knowledge of the holy is the knowledge of God, is understanding. So having the fear of the Lord is the beginning of us becoming, gaining wisdom.
Right.
And the knowledge of the holy, knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, of God, is understanding.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Does anyone else want to share about that?
Like Brian said, it takes us to have humility,
yes,
to be able to accept it and be corrected.
Yep.
And right. How to live righteously.
Not let our pride get in the way.
Boom, boom, boom. Mm-hmm. Brian said it last week. I wish I could remember how he said it, but kind of said it, and you know, like you start from this and go down to the next one. And he explained it very well. I wish I'd written it down, but I didn't.
It's on recording. It's recorded.
Okay, we'll have to.
Okay. I think just a thought on the first part where it says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It's showing how it is a process, that it's, even in the verse we were talking about, get wisdom, get understanding, it's not just a one-time thing, okay, I'm good, I got it.
No.
It's, I have to stay seeking, I have to stay communicating with the Lord, because, okay, I get a piece of it, and the Lord, in his perfect wisdom, knows how much to give out in his timing, but you stay, it's the beginning, and then it's the next step, and then the next step, and then the next step. Where it's continuous in this knowledge of who he is.
And really, before we accepted the Lord, we didn't really care about wisdom. We just wanted to live our lives the way we wanted to live them.
Yeah. Right.
So we accept the Lord, and he kind of changes our hearts.
Right.
He brings in his wisdom, his knowledge, our understanding of it. He brings us through it all. But without loving him first or accepting the Lord in our hearts, it isn't going to happen.
Right.
So basically, this is what this is all about, yeah. Proverbs.
Yeah.
Your verse that you're going to read says a lot.
Words
of it. It's got one big important word there. 14. Seeks. To seek.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what Pete kind of just said. You have to keep seeking.
Yeah.
You have to keep searching.
Right.
Yes.
Even when you don't want to.
Right.
Well, you stay in fellowship and you stay in the Word, you stay in prayer.
So how is the ball game?
Who's that?
Yes, it's Wendy.
12-0.
Yeah, I know. We watched it.
How's that Red Sox game?
You guys, I looked for that cowboy hat.
You guys are back.
I actually saw a couple, but it wasn't you.
You know,
we're behind home plate up in the back.
Yeah, that's where. But were you way up?
Jesse, you can
hear
me.
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, we were maybe four rows from the top.
There?
Randy, are you joining our study?
Yeah, because there was a guy right behind home plate with a cowboy hat. He had a blue and red jersey on, and I'm like, no, that's not right.
Hey, you guys are...
I
saw him. He was right down in front of us, but down in the bottom.
Yep, he had a cowboy hat on.
Okay.
Who's on first?
Find out later. We got to move on with our study, sir. Okay, Proverbs, the next verse, Rich, chapter 15, verse 14.
To become more Christ-like.
That's you, Rich.
With the knowledge and the wisdom.
The heart of him who has understanding seeks knowledge, but the mouth of fools feeds on foolishness.
Thank you, brother. Could you read that again? Could you read that again, please?
Sure. The heart of him who has understanding seeks knowledge, but the mouth of fools feeds on foolishness.
Thank you.
So there's two important words there, the heart and seeking.
The heart seeks.
The heart seeks
knowledge.
Because
we want to, the more we have, the more we want.
Yeah.
And the more the Lord gives us, when we're ready. Mm-hmm. That's called transformation of the heart. Boy, does he ever do that. Love it.
The more you seek him, the more the Lord will take away your stony heart.
The mind of the intelligent seeks knowledge.
Why your heart and your mind?
Like, listen to what 16 and 17. 16 says, better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure with trouble. Mm-hmm. Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a fatted calf with hatred.
Yeah.
Mm. Amen. That's good, brother.
Think of the prodigal son, right? His brother was so mad because they were going to slaughter the fatted calf because the prodigal son had come home.
Yeah. It's kind of like Mary and Martha.
Yeah, but the best thing would be to find a fatted ox where love is. I'm a meatitarian.
So he wants a fatted calf.
Yeah.
With love,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Me too. I can do without the herbs.
Okay.
Anyone else would like to share what's in their heart in Proverbs 15? Verse 14.
I'm just thinking, like, the verse that went out this morning was Proverbs 15:1, right? It said, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger.
Remember. Yeah.
16:18 says, a wrathful man stirs up strife, but he who is slow to anger allies contention.
Mm.
You know, you can think like that's getting knowledge, right? That's getting wisdom. That's getting understanding.
Right.
Because as you grow in your faith, as you grow closer to the Lord, right, you're gonna want to speak life into people. You're not gonna want to speak death. You're not gonna want to be negative. You know, you're gonna want
encouragement.
Right.
Yeah. You know. So it's like,
as long as we stay in the Word, we'll be able to apply that, have application to His Scripture and the way we live, and we could be good examples.
There was a guy, and I don't know if I got this right, so I might be speaking wrong, so I don't want to throw some guy under the bus, but there's this guy supposedly in Connecticut. He's a Republican running for office. He claims to be this devout Christian, but he says that all sodomites should be murdered. Like, this is what the guy says. And, like, they were talking about it today on Reese on the radio, and I didn't catch all of it, so I don't want to misspeak, but they were kind of just like, this guy claims to be Jesus, it's not what Jesus would do, right? The woman that was caught in adultery, right? They were caught in the act of adultery, and then he says, where's the man, right? You know, and then he says, you know, your sins are forgiven, go and sin no more, right? He didn't, the law was that she should have been killed, right? But where was the guy? And then Jesus, that's not what Jesus did, right?
Jesus forgave
her. He showed her compassion. He showed her love. He showed her mercy, grace.
He said, don't sin no more. Right. Go on.
Right.
And she was shocked.
He loves that person too.
Correct.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. Yeah.
So that guy is wrong.
Right.
And she was shocked that he even talked to her.
Yeah, yes.
What are you talking to me for?
Further down.
Okay.
Go ahead, Frank.
Jesse, further down in 15, is 21 says, folly is joy to him who is destitute of discernment, but a man of understanding walks uprightly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's good, Frank. Thank you.
He's got a lot of
perfect
understanding.
Yeah.
A lot of wisdom.
Walk upright.
One thing about Jesus Christ, he doesn't want to kill no one. He wants them to come to him to be saved.
In eternity.
Right.
It was never God's plan. Death was never God's
plan.
Nope. So, thank you, saints, for that. We have about roughly
close
to 5 minutes. So, we're going to try to go through these key words here and questions. I've mentioned them several times. Perhaps maybe a few of us made notes and meditated and read on it. Give you an opportunity to share what's in your hearts through the Lord's Scripture and Word. Number one, how does wisdom relate to instructions? Does anyone have anything in their heart that they've meditated on for the last several weeks on that? There's four questions. They all include parts of the four words that we have been working on through this study. So please share what's in your hearts. Anyone? I'll read it again. How does wisdom relate to instructions in the book of Proverbs?
So when we receive instructions, we will acquire wisdom.
Yes, we will.
I think wisdom is the key to following the instructions. Because you could get instructions and you could have it laid out exactly step by step what you need to do and still be completely confused on following the instructions. But wisdom lets you follow the instructions.
Thank you, brother. It's like the seed almost, right? It's like the foundation of it.
Instructions are tough, man. Nobody likes to read instructions.
You read them after you put everything together.
You got a few extra parts left over.
And then you see.
I should have read the instructions.
Anyone else have anything on instructions? I mean on wisdom? Okay. The second one is, how does wisdom and instructions relate to understanding? How does wisdom and instructions relate to understanding in the book of Proverbs?
It helps us to apply God's helps us to apply God's his commandments, the way he wants us to live.
Okay. Yeah. That works.
Yeah, and I think with how he wants us to live is what, so he could teach us something about himself.
Right.
Yeah. So it's not just going through it for the sake of this is just what life is. It's so that you understand this is attribute of God, of what we talked about, knowing God.
Yeah. Thank you, Pete. Thank you very much. And thank you, Donna, very much. Okay, moving to number three. How does wisdom, instructions, and understanding relate to knowledge? I'll read it again because you want to take it in. How does wisdom and instructions and understanding relate to knowledge? So how does wisdom, instructions, and understanding relate to knowledge? Wisdom, instructions, and understanding.
I don't know. I wrote this whole thing out, and I think I'm off base, but I put wisdom first.
Okay.
And wisdom gives life.
Yep.
And Jesus offers life. folly gives us death. So to me, is Jesus is wisdom, and he gives life to all who seek. Who seek understanding. And once you have understanding, you get it by reading your Bible. And Jesus wants us to have a relationship. We have to have understanding before we can have knowledge, I think.
We have to have what? I'm sorry?
I think you have to have understanding of the word before you can have knowledge.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then all of that put together.
And it's how wisdom instructions and understanding actually relate to knowledge. In other words, having wisdom and instructions and understanding, how does that relate to knowledge? And having wisdom, having instructions, and having an understanding of wisdom and instructions gives you knowledge.
Right.
Are you with me? Does that make sense to everyone?
Yeah.
Having wisdom, getting instructions, gaining understanding to wisdom and instructions gives you knowledge of all three, because now you have the ability to apply it and live it.
Okay.
And that would be knowledge.
Yeah.
I think that's how Brian said it.
Okay, if there isn't anyone else, we're going to move on to the last one, and I'm about 2 minutes over, but don't tell anybody because I can't find my crutches. I don't want anybody to break my legs. Here we go. How does these four key words apply to our everyday life? Now, I know everybody's hand's going to be riding up on this one. I'll read it again. How does these four key words apply to our everyday lives?
I'm gonna read well-known verses in Proverbs 3. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones.
Mm-hmm. That's great. That sums it up, doesn't it? That's right. Very good, brother.
There's your answer.
Anyone else have anything in their own words?
No, I was just going to say, the verse he shared earlier, I believe in 1 Thessalonians, where it was saying to please God.
Yeah.
So you do all those things.
It's pleasing to the Lord. Right.
That's it.
Great.
And you think of like Philippians 4, right? It gives you the peace that surpasses all
understanding.
Guard your heart and mind.
Excellent. Thank you, everybody. Wonderful. I appreciate all the input. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesse.
Praise the Lord. Can we, this is prayer time now.
I'm going to stop it now.
Okay.
Go ahead, stop.